Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your multifaceted manifestation coach, Leela Jasmine Seeley. I have been on a journey from being addicted to the hustle, disconnected from my feminine energy, linking my worth to my productivity, and giving away all of my power to toxic relationships, to manifesting my dream soul-led business, my freedom island lifestyle, my dream partner, and honestly, so much more. So now it's my mission to help you heal and create your "is this freaking real" moments in life. This podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, healing your conditioning, and unlocking the power that resides within you. So let's dig in. Hello, hello. Today, in this episode, in this live, I am breaking down the recipe for manifesting your dream man, your divine man, if you like. And how does this differ from just a standard manifestation process? What in this is different? Because yes, in manifestation, we know that it's going to require inner work. We know that it's going to require embodiment. We know that it's going to require changing our paradigm and the unconscious mind. But how is it different when it relates to something super specific as manifesting your dream person, your dream relationship with your dream man? I'm going to break it down and break down the steps, the recipe, if you like, on how you can do this. So the first thing and the biggest quantity is consciousness on yourself. Deeper levels of consciousness on yourself. The manifestation process of manifesting your dream man is like counterintuitive, because everyone is always thinking, okay, what do you want him to be like? What should he look like? How should he be, etc., etc. The biggest first thing is actually you. It has to start with you, because it's your dream man, right? It's relying on whatever is a dream to you and what it would take for you to get that sense of total fulfillment. So I would say three cups of greater consciousness on yourself and what you need to feel these three specific things: safe, seen, and cherished. These are the three things you want in a relationship, right? You want to feel safe, not just physically safe, obviously, but emotionally safe. To be vulnerable. Only when you feel safe can you be, you sit back and you lean back into that feminine energy, into that more relaxed energy where you just get to be. And you get to be in that soft, flowier space. So you need to feel safe. And if you don't know what to expect, and you don't know if someone is, they like you or they don't like you, or if you can rely on them or not rely on them, or if they're genuine, if they're going to commit, you can't relax. And you keep putting up probably a bit of a guard, often a masculine guard. For feminine women, we put up a masculine guard when we don't feel safe. So you need to feel safe. You need to feel seen. If you're here, you want a deep, soulful love. You're not here for like, I just need someone who looks good in my selfies. Like, I want to feel seen. I want that deep, authentic love where I feel seen for my full self. I feel loved for my full self. And of course, you want to be cherished. So in order to have that and to manifest someone who makes you feel that way, the first thing you need is to understand yourself to levels deeper than you've gone before, so that you know what it would truly take for you to feel that way. What are the things you need? What are the traits you need, etc.? This was probably the deepest work that I've done on myself, was, or at that point in my life, it was the deepest work I've done on myself. When I started manifesting my dream man and my dream relationship, I went levels deeper into the healing, into knowing myself and how I show up in a relationship. Specific to relationships was a lot of it. How I show up in a romantic relationship, how I feel about myself and my self-worth, my attachment style and my inner child wounds, how I, you know, learned that love was and how I interact with love. I had to do the deepest work that I'd ever done at that point on myself in this manifestation process. And if you don't know the story, manifesting my dream relationship that I'm in now was a conscious manifestation. One of the biggest ones that I'd done at the time, one of my first probably super conscious manifestations where I was like, right, if I want to manifest a dream partner, I need to use the same formula that I'm learning at the time I was learning all about manifestation and apply it to this, and let me make it work for this. And I made up my own process, and about 6 months later, after 6 months of pure, like, real focus, it was like still the sort of pandemic time, like it was 2021, so it was a bit pandemic-y. That's a noun, a verb, a word. And I was at home a lot by myself, and so I really dedicated this time to it. Every day I was like working for my business and at home, and I just focused on it. I met Kes. So very, very conscious, and this was the first thing that I did. Deep consciousness, three levels deeper. If it's a recipe, three cups of greater consciousness on yourself and what you truly need to feel safe, seen, and cherished. The second thing you add into this recipe is one cup of knowing the traits that your man needs to embody to meet this. So this dream man that you think of, we're just so often going to say funny, he should be funny, he should be hot, you know, this color hair, whatever. What traits does he need to embody on that deeper level? And again, you only understand this when you go deeper within yourself. Deeper levels of consciousness within yourself is going to give you deeper levels of consciousness in a relationship. So through being able to go deeper into understanding my traits, not just driven, ambitious, passionate, but which is what I'd always see myself as, but understanding the deeper parts of myself, the energy that I have, then I'm able to look at a relationship and think, okay, what traits did they need to have beyond the surface level shallow stuff? Beyond just saying, yeah, they need to be hot, they need to be this. What deeper traits do they need to have? You can only see in others, you can only see others as deeply as you're willing to see yourself, truly. So that's step one and two of the recipe. Then you need, I would say, 3 tablespoons of inner work on your attachment style, because attachment styles are the foundations of how we love and how we bond. So you need to do this work of understanding, what is my attachment style? Deeply understanding how it actually works. How does it show up in my life? What habits has it caused? What dynamics does it create in my relationships? What do I need to help me with my attachment style? Again, links to your needs vary based on your attachment style. And what kind of partner do I need to work with the attachment style that I do have? Because healing the attachment style is not about it being disappeared, which is something that I think is a misconception. We learn this as a baby, our attachment style. It's something that the roots of which are always going to be there. So it's not about heal my attachment style so that it's gone. It's about loosen its grip on me. Yes. Loosen its grip on me. Do the work so it's not as poignant or as triggering as it once was. But then also learn to use my outside world to help me with my attachment style. Instead of being like, I have to fix it and I need to have no wounds. It's about how can I cater to these little wounds that are there? Yes, I'm going to do work so that I'm not living in complete survival mode due to my attachment style. I'm going to create my own sense of safety and security within, but I'm going to understand that when it comes to bonding, this is my attachment style and it's natural for me to be triggered by that. So for example, I had an anxious secure attachment style. But because of a lot of the toxic relationships I was in, it became extremely anxious and it was triggered. And then when I, you know, let those go finally and I started doing healing and I worked on myself and I became very secure in myself. And that anxiety that I was always feeling kind of dissipated. And I got to a place where I would seem secure, stable, didn't have any of the symptoms of anxious attachment. But what I understood is that once you get into a scenario where you're bonding or dating with someone, that wound is going to be triggered. If there are certain traits that happen, if your partner does certain things that are triggers for the anxious attachment, then it's going to come up. And it's not about blaming yourself and going, oh, I'm not healed enough. It's about having the awareness and the consciousness to know, okay, this is why I'm triggered. This is the behavior that triggered me, so that you can communicate it. Or you could recognize even earlier on, this is something I teach, the red flags of an attachment style that's not going to work for you. A person who has traits that doesn't work for your attachment style versus someone who has traits that would work for your attachment style. Not every man is for you, right? There's a specific type of person that is for you, and it's deeper than just wanting someone funny and caring, but it's knowing what are your needs also based on your attachment style. So inner work on that is a third thing. Then we go in with 2 cups of healing wounded feminine energy and looking at those wounds of where the feminine energy is slipping into the wounded shadow side rather than the divine or the light side. And this is so common. These traits are things like shame, insecurity, trying to win validation, which is something that when you say it can sound like a big thing, but it can happen in small ways. And I used an example yesterday on my story where I was in the gym here in this resort where we're living. And I went to pick up a barbell, and I've been there about 3 or 4 times. The same people are always there. For some reason, today I was putting the bar down and I was racking it, and I was picking up some semi-big weights to put on it. And the guy came up to me and was like, oh, that's not the beginner bar. The black one is the beginner bar. And I was just like, did I say I needed the beginner bar? Like, why are you assuming that I need the beginner bar, right? It's been a while since I've been in the gym, since we've been like in the Caribbean. I've been much more like home workout. So I forgot that this is a normal occurrence. Like when I was in fitness and when I was a personal trainer, this was quite a regular occurrence that people would maybe assume based on maybe being a woman. I'm also super small, that, you know, you're gonna be able to lift this. But instantly my ego is like, hello, like my ego's here, like I'm ready to go. And my ego is like, I can live, like he has no idea, let's like prove him wrong, let's show him what I can do. And it's just like, I notice now in my current mindset, oh look, I'm trying to prove myself. I don't need to put extra weight on this bar because I know I can lift it, just to prove myself. If today that's not part of my training, or even just in life generally, I used to train so heavy just to like prove myself, just because, you know, to show everyone that I'm strong. And now it's like, yeah, I could push myself harder and pick up a lot more weights, but does it align to my goals? Do I need to pick up the most weight that I can? Or am I in a season, personally, I'm in a season of balance with my feminine and masculine energies? I want certain things in terms of like recovery time. I don't want as much recovery time. I'm not training like for lifting competitions or anything like that. I want to do more flowy stretches and energizing kind of Pilates, this kind of thing. And I want to maintain my strength, but I don't need to ego lift at this point in my life. But I noticed that him thinking that I couldn't lift it made me want to, right? And that's an example of a much more chill, less big and serious way that we can try to win validation. But ultimately, me picking up that and putting on extra weights just to lift it, that would actually be wounded feminine energy. So it's subtle, but it creates this underlying sense of proving yourself and doing things detached from the soul, but doing them more for the ego and for getting that validation, whether it's how you dress or what you do for a job or, you know, what you say on a date and, you know, just smiling and being nice and being the good girl rather than showing your true personality just because you want to win validation. So healing that wounded feminine energy is really key, because wounded attracts wounded and divine attracts divine. So if you're saying, this is where I was, oh, I keep attracting these guys and I got really into the energies and the wounded masculine energy. And I was like, look, all of these guys, they're wounded. And it was kind of a bit, you know, a bit of ego. Like, see, the problem's not me. Like, see, they are wounded. I knew it. Like, you know, they need to do the work. And then it was a little later and I'm like, okay, put the ego aside. If they're wounded, well then I need to look in the mirror, because wounded attracts wounded. So where am I still in my wounded energy? And it's not saying that, oh, if I attract someone who's a bit of a fuckboy, it's my fault. It's not that, but it's like, okay, let me hold up the mirror and say, is there something in me that was calling out to something in him? It's not that I'm a complete mess or I'm either wounded or I'm divine. It's not this kind of black and white blaming yourself. It's that, oh, maybe I still have some areas that need some love, that need looking at. and that need healing as it relates to my feminine energy. And I've got a lot of posts on this further down. If you go to my guides tab, if you're not sure about this and you go to my guides tab, you should see it. Then the next step in the recipe is we have 1 cup of healing your relationship with masculine energy, the way you relate to masculine energy. Perhaps you have only seen wounded masculine energy in your life, so you don't feel safe around masculine energy, and you say, oh, I really want a relationship, but you also find yourself, like, you're scrolling through Instagram on a Friday night, I say, seeing cute couples and being like, oh my god, I'm ready for that, I really want that, I think it's time for me, like, it's time for me to have that. But then on Saturday you're at the girls and you're like having a girls night and you're talking through all these relationship stories and bond, like trauma bonding basically, over how bad these relationships were, and preaching, oh, men are trash and how you can't rely on men, and your subconscious mind is showing you that there's a conflict, there's an unconscious conflict. You may do that if you've never really seen divine masculine energy, or it's been such a long time since you've seen it, you've just got accustomed to wounded. So you're saying you want it, but deep down something in your unconscious doesn't want a relationship because it sees men as like pain. It can see men as pain. If you've only ever been hurt by men, then you can see masculine energy as something that's going to cause you a pain rather than a pleasure. And your unconscious mind is going to avoid whatever it sees as pain because its job is to protect you. So when we can heal our relationship with our with masculine energy, that's when we can truly attract more into our lives and attract the divine energy we want. So for example, when I was at this stage of my manifestation journey of manifesting the relationship that I'm in now with Kes, I started to look at the masculine energy and heal my relationship with it. And what that meant was seeing masculine figures in my life differently already. So for example, my dad, I started to see my dad really differently, because me and my dad, we were very similar and we would trigger each other and trigger each other's shadows, and we had a somewhat turbulent relationship, to be honest, very turbulent at points growing up. And whilst we loved each other and we had a, you know, he was in my life, very, very present dad, but we were very, like, you know, at odds with each other a lot. And through doing this work on healing my relationship with masculine energy, I learned and I understood what divine energy was through looking at my masculine wounds as well as just my feminine wounds. And then I started to actually see my dad differently, and I could see the things in my dad that were divine. Whereas before, growing up, and in the years sort of from say like 18 to 25, 26, I was about 27 when I started this manifestation work on manifesting my dream partner, I didn't see it. I only saw the wounded traits. I only saw the things that I didn't like. I only saw the things that were wounded masculine energy. And when I started doing this stage of healing my masculine wounds too, I started seeing my dad in a different light and seeing all of these great things about him and seeing how he was so consistent. And if he tells you he's going to do something, he would always do something. His words and actions align. Seeing how, you know, he has this like caregiving sort of holding the space, that he's a house of 3 women, like when we lived there anyway, it was my mum, me and my sister. And you know, if we go on a walk, we'd go on country walks, whatever, and we come back in, we've all got muddy shoes, and we all go and sit and have a cup of tea, and then a couple of hours later we're going about our day, and then I notice, oh, my shoes have been cleaned, and my dad would see the mud and he would clean them. He would sort of take care of these things and be very like noticing things that he can do to support you, which is what masculine energy should be, is like the supportive energy that you can like feel free to, because you know you're supported in whatever way that is. And I started to see those things because my brain had changed. Because when you change your relationship to masculine energy, you stop only seeing the bad and you start seeing the good. And that's what I did with my dad. I stopped seeing the bad only, and I started seeing his divinity. So then if my brain's seeing that in the people that I work with in my life already, you can see how in the manifestation process, you then start to see men who are in their divine energy. Whereas before, the filter in your brain deletes anything that's not relevant. So if you see masculine energy as pain, bad, trash, wounded, then anything that you see that does not align with that, your reticular activating system will delete. Anyone who could be in the middle, your reticular activating system, the filter in your brain, will distort. So you now see it as wounded, distorts it to fit. And anyone that you do see who is wounded, your reticular activating system focuses on that, so you're more likely to get involved in them because they're the men you're gonna notice, even though it doesn't make sense, like you don't want wounded, but unconsciously it sees this person as relevant. And it's gonna generalize it, so that this one person who you met who is wounded, your brain is like, see, every man is wounded, every man is trash. When you heal your relationship with your masculine energy, you're telling your brain something completely different. You're telling your brain to no longer focus on the negative, but focus on the positive, and therefore it will attract all of the positive ones into your life. And this is exactly what happened with Kes. Sorry, I'm fidgeting on my chair, always. He was across the street from me for 2 years, well, for 7 years, that I lived in the flat that I lived at. It's crazy. But for 2 years, like, I'd gone to Carnival 2 years before, and him and a friend had come up to me and been like, oh, hi, we recognize you. Do you live on this street? Like, we're literally across the road in a bar, and we've seen you loads of times. And at the time I was like, what the fuck? But we had met, right? 2 years before, and nothing had happened. And I was single, I was dating someone, but I was single at the time. But it never even crossed my mind. I didn't even, like, he was physically my type. I didn't even think about it. That's how the brain works. You just delete, distort, generalize without realizing. And then after that, because I don't think we even said our names, but we knew who each other were, that every time I walked past, which was multiple times a day, he would come out and wave at me. And there was two of them, but he would come out and wave at me, which was pretty much a sign, right? And I did not notice him. Like, I would wave back unconsciously, but I did not notice him truly. And that is because of the reticular activating system, right? It was led towards wounded, so I might not notice the traits of divinity within him. I definitely didn't see him. I waved, but I didn't see him. This is how the unconscious mind works. There are too many things to absorb in day-to-day life. We can't, even walking down the street in London, I lived in central London, there are so many men on the street that I'm not gonna notice all of them, right? And it's not just about who's good looking and who's not. There's deeper levels in it. I, of course, waved at him and whatever, but it was only 2 years later when I was doing this work. So I started doing this work deeply December 2020. And it was only in May 2020 that I remember saying to my friend, like, there's this guy who always waves at me, like, he's quite cute. But for 2 years before that, I had never said that, and I was single the whole time. Like, what? This is how the unconscious mind works. So you will draw in this energy. You will notice it in your, where maybe it's already in your life, or maybe you're just going into, you know, a bar or wherever and seeing somebody, recognizing people, noticing people that you otherwise wouldn't, because of its unconscious signals our brain picks up on. Again, we can't consciously notice how someone holds their shoulders and the way that they smile and the body language, the small micro signals. We don't notice that, but unconsciously we feel an energy around certain people that make us feel safe versus the person that we get creeped out by. It's a small little habits. And in the same way, someone divine has these small little things, the way they even carry themselves, versus someone wounded has their own. And when your mind is working for you in this way, you notice the one who has those divine traits, but you don't know why. I could talk about this forever. Then, next in the recipe, we add 2 tablespoons of cutting cords to old relationships and their related traumas. So you may have been through a lot of relationships that have their baggage. I know for me, many, many instances of cheating that I've been through in past relationships, many partners, I think all partners pretty much, had some sort of infidelity against me. So there was, you know, a lot of trust, a lot of trauma of being hurt, betrayed. Then there's a lot of other, you know, traumas that you may have had to do with relationships, love, bonding, sex, that you will want to cut cords to and be able to let go of, or at least release some of the heaviness around, so that you can open up in a different way. Your energy is no longer holding all of that in and all of that resistance towards relationships, because essentially that's what it is. So when we cut those cords, we open up our field, our energy field, one in a you know, quantum physics aspect, but also in an aspect of what you're holding, the emotions you're holding inside. We know they create our unconscious behavior, but also our vibration. So when we let go or release or loosen that trauma, start to heal it, we open up to completely new possibilities. Then one of my faves, an embodiment piece, we have one cup of becoming energetically aligned to this kind of man that we've just worked out through all of the other steps that I just outlined. Becoming energetically aligned to this kind of man through your unconscious behaviors. So this is the reason I say unconscious. I know you think, I can't control my unconscious behavior, but it's like not just consciously thinking, how can I act, but also doing the work on your unconscious mind, your beliefs, your paradigm, so that you unconsciously are showing up differently too, and you're showing up differently in ways you may not even notice. It's the kind of thing where your friend says, oh my God, I noticed you said you're talking like this about guys now, or I noticed that you acted like this when we went out to a bar or whatever, or when we met up with those guy friends, and you don't normally do that, and you'll be like, oh my God, I didn't even notice that. Changing your unconscious behaviors to align. So what I mean by this is, if you want somebody who has a certain trait, can you actually receive that trait? For example, I wanted someone to lead with love. I like being courted. I want that. It makes me feel feminine. It makes me feel cherished. It makes me feel relaxed. It makes me feel desired. So I wanted someone to lead me. Not in the sense of I can't do anything myself. Me and Kez have a very, you know, nice dynamic in that I'm in a lot of masculine energy for things that I do in terms of the structures of my business. Then I get to show up in very feminine energy when I'm doing content and client calls, but I have a lot of that masculine energy also there. And of course he has masculine energy and he has feminine energy, but in our relationship dynamic, I wanted to be able to be led, to be able to, for him to be like, babe, we're going out tonight, I've booked the place, I've sorted it out. Or babe, for example, we just had to move rooms. Him to be like, babe, do you want to go in there and just set up the, like, for example, he carried up some big boxes and was like, okay, you want to just set up some stuff? So he's like, you do that, I'm going to bring all the luggage up. So he went back and forth like 5 times bringing it all up. And I was like, do you want me to help? He's like, no, babe, no, it's fine. I like that. I want him to lead and say, look, I'll do this, you do that. When it comes to certain things, obviously there are areas in our lives where I have more expertise, you know, for example, to do with like manifestation and business. I lead that process when we're manifesting things together, which we've just recently done. I lead that process. But in the day-to-day things, I want him to make me feel cherished and led, like, babe, open the door for me. Babe, do you want to go have some dinner? Do you want breakfast? I like him leading and basically kind of letting me just relax because he's sorting things out. But this was what I was saying I wanted to manifest back then. But I was like, can I receive this? Am I aligned to this? Am I embodying this? And the answer was absolutely not. I was micromanaging everything in my life. I always wanted to be in control and in charge. So how can I say I want to manifest someone who can lead with love and take care of things, some things for me, if I am holding on to everything and I need to have control and I need to micromanage, and I was living my life in pure, like, hyper-independence, hyper-vigilance, and very much more masculine energy? Then how can I say that I want to manifest that? Not just say it, but you don't manifest just what you want, you manifest what you are. So if I want to manifest that, I need to be someone who can lean back. And it's not about, oh, forget my masculine energy then, which I did mistake for a little while. It's about knowing that in this area of my life, in my relationship, I would like somebody to take care of me a bit, to lead me a bit. So in this one area of my life, can I sit back? Can I just sit back and relax and trust somebody to take care of things? Can I allow them that space? Can I lean back? Because if not, then I'm not a match for this relationship. I am not energetically aligned to it. So that's just an example, but this goes deep into so many different behaviors of what you want in that partner, and that's step two of the recipe, of the traits they need to embody. It's looking at that and seeing, am I truly embodying this? Not just on a conscious level as well, but also on an unconscious level. And again, to recognize this, it requires deeper levels of consciousness and inner work. Then, we're nearly there at the end of this recipe, we add in 2 tablespoons of conscious dating techniques. This is going into the dating world in a completely different way than you have before. And it doesn't mean like you have to go on apps or whatever, but personally, I was not on any apps for a long time before I met Kes. I was dating based on what the universe brought my way, meeting people out and about, but I was not on any apps. So you can manifest without apps, trust me, because the universe is much stronger than an app. So it can help you with apps, but what I'm saying is there's people say, oh, there's not very good people on dating apps, and they think that's it. That's your limited perspective. You're choosing to believe that you can only meet someone on dating apps. That's a limiting belief in relation to this, in relation to manifesting your dream person. It's 2-2-2 my time, so divine. So conscious dating techniques. This was big, and I started to actually, like, this is a more strategy, this is the more masculine element of manifesting your dream man. You've done this inner work, and then we get strategic, and we have this formula of how I can go into dating, and how I can do it in a conscious way, and in a way that aligns with what I say I want. How am I showing up? What are the things that what are the boundaries I'm setting with myself, with them? I have these things in place, and you'll need to set these things in place to keep you aligned to all of this inner work that you've done and this vision that you have of what you want. You need to go into it strategically in the world with that in mind. Conscious dating techniques. And this is something that I am creating currently in the Goddess Inner Circle, for the Goddess Inner Circle, which I'll tell you more about at the end, but the waitlist is open. So that you would have this, and you will have this conscious dating guide, and you will build it with me, with my structure, and you're adding it in, and you're specifying it. I feel like there's a better word for that. You're making it unique to you based on all of the other steps. And then lastly, no, that's it. That was the last one. I've made a little infographic, which you will soon see on my feed as a way to summarize this. And I was following it around, and I was going to keep going around the circle and go back to step one. So the last one was this conscious dating guide. This is the recipe for manifesting your divine man, and this is tried and tested. I use this very consciously and went through each of these steps. I was the guinea pig in 2021. I started in late 2020. I was like really realizing my, you know, was doing the greater consciousness on my own self. I was realizing these dating patterns that I was in. I started working on the feminine masculine, learning all about it. But it was after Christmas, the 27th of December 2020. There's a video on my feed from that day where I made these jars and I spoke about how I was going to manifest my dream person, and here we are. And I went through this whole process. I didn't have a course then, but these were the things I went through. And I have journals packed with it. And 6 months later, in June 2021, I met Kes properly. Aside from just waving for each other for 2 years, we actually, you know, connected and spoke and started to get to know each other. And it just went from there. So this is the process. It's tried, tested. I've since created the Goddess Inner Circle and taught other women this formula. And had successes, and had multiple clients messaging me, telling me that they've found their dream person, their divine person. And I now think we've had one of these relationships, this was like over 7 months ago now, so it's going strong. Another one, I think that was a year ago or more. So this shit works. And it's magical, and I love it, because I love getting more specific on the manifestation process as it relates to this specific goal. Because yes, there's always inner work, there's always paradigm shifting, but when it comes to a relationship, we're shifting slightly different things. We're working on different styles of inner work, feminine energy, masculine energy, attachment styles. It's specific inner work for this goal. And of course, specific embodiment and specific strategy too. So if this is one of your goals, if this is something that you are wanting to manifest, if you are someone who is an ambitious woman, successful woman, you're thriving in many areas of your life, but you feel stuck in relationships and you are noticing yourself feeling unfulfilled by the dates that you go on or the relationships you're in, maybe attracting a lot of toxic partners, and you are ready to heal your wounded feminine energy, to heal these attachment wounds, and therefore to manifest your dream man, your dream relationship, the waitlist for the Goddess Inner Circle is now open. So that means that what you can do is you can sign up to the waitlist so that you will be notified by email when the cart opens. So when enrollment opens to the course in August, you'll be notified. And more than that, you will get in your inbox a £111 off coupon. So that if you decide to sign up, and when you receive the email that enrollment's open and you receive the link and you check it out, and you decide, I am in, I want to sign up, I want to do this, I want to manifest my dream man, you will have this coupon that no one else will get, aside from people who join the waitlist, to use and to save £111. So if you're feeling the pull, it's an absolute no-brainer. I hope you enjoyed this. The link to that waitlist is in my bio, or you can DM me the words manifest my man. I'm going to share this now on my feed in case you missed the beginning, because you want to know all of the steps. And of course, this is going to be on the podcast as well. Thank you guys for joining me, and I'll speak to you soon. So I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you, but also it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course all the Grow Girls in your community will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.